welcome to a very special episode of the Monday Mile podcast. Today, we're doing something pretty cool. We are actually on board a ship. She's called Iona. And today, we are linking up with documentary maker, presenter, and women's health advocate, Sherry Healy. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Aren't we lucky with this banging weather?
Banging. I mean, it's sunny. I'm quite surprised because the forecast did say rain and we're currently on the seaside.
Honestly, it's SPF vibes, that's what it is.
Have you got any SPF?
No, darling, no. I'm going
raw today. Raw. To be fair, it is like 8 a.m.
So we're all good. We're fine.
Are you much of a walker?
I'm a walker, I'm a runner, I'm a jumper, I'm a chaser. If you've got a stick and a ball, I'll chase you and I'll hurt you, I'll beat you, right? I'm so competitive. Any opportunity to move and run, think of me like a Labrador.
A Labrador?
If you say walkies, I'm there, right? I'm there. I'm going to follow you, run with you, jump with you, swim with you.
Okay, so I reckon we should pick up the pace
on
this Monday mile. Where are we exactly?
Okay, so we are currently on the top deck of an enormous ship called Iona.
One thing to note, for anyone that is going on a cruise, it is called a ship and not a boat.
Yeah, babe, they don't like it. No, not a dinghy, not a boat. It's very much a ship.
Yes.
And it's good to get that right, because otherwise they would make you walk the plank.
Oh, yeah. Where is the plank from
the
here?
Here. Yeah, it looks like a jacuzzi, but it's in fact a plank. And you know what? If you jump in there, you just go straight into the sea.
Okay, right.
Just go straight into the sea. You see that little plug hole there?
Yeah.
If I pushed you in, you'd be gone. That's it. You'd be gone. You'd disappear forever.
I'm quite nervous. It's quite high up here.
It is actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back down.
Okay, great.
It is a ship. We are on a ship.
We're on a ship.
A glorious day.
Have you been on this ship before? Have you been on a P&O cruiser ship?
I have been on a P&O cruiser ship.
Tell me about it. Did you go on a little trip, or did you just come on the ship and leave?
I went on a full holiday.
A full holes. Where'd you go?
I went to Portugal, ooh, Spain, and France.
Oh, delightful.
Where have you just been, though, Sherry?
I flew into Madeira, which I didn't realise was an island until we were actually flying in, because I'm such a cool person and I do my research. And that's a little island off the coast of Portugal. Yes, it is. Very beautiful, very lush, very tropical, weirdly. And then I was on the ship for 3 days doing a series of wellness workshops while we were at sea. I've still got that slight wobble, if I'm honest.
Yeah, we're swaying. And that's purely from being at sea, not the alcohol that could be consumed on board.
That is true. It is the sea and not the tequila.
Now, let's talk about life on the ship and holidays. Because often people associate their time on the cruise with excessive eating and drinking. It's kind of all about the food. But actually, it can be a very active holiday.
Amy, I won't lie. I thought that as well. My stereotype of a cruise holiday was excessive eating, lying about. In fact, that's not my experience of a cruise at all. It's like a cruise ship of like this size. It's like three hotels glued together and then out at sea. So you can do whatever you want. You can make it however you want. We're actually now about to go into a little area called the Retreat.
Oh, very nice.
And this
is
a beautiful spa area. Well, it's not really a spa area, but it's very bougie, gorgeous, boutique-y hotel vibes, healthy food, jacuzzis. Yeah, you get a little robe, right? You've got a robe. Okay, and when you're near a robe, you immediately feel good and healthy. Okay, that's what robes do. Like a vitamin C supplement.
I think we should have a little sip. Oh. What do you reckon?
Yeah, babe. Okay.
I feel like this could enhance our day at sea experience.
Here we go.
Let's have a little go, shall we?
I already feel wellerer. Right? I feel so much wellerer as a person. You look better. Okay.
Do I?
You do.
Just because I put on my robe.
You look more expensive. That's what you look like.
I always look expensive.
Yeah, you do, babe. You do. Come on.
Right. You set the. Okay. Right. So.
Oh. Here we go. So for example, okay. So you can wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And so this is my routine on the ship. So I wake up pretty early because I'm an early bird.
What's pretty early for you?
Okay. So I like to wake up at 6.
Wow, that's.
But I do like a snooze.
Yeah.
Wake up at 6. I'm generally out of my cabin at like 6:30, 7.
Okay.
I get a coffee. I like get my mind into a good place. Yeah. Maybe write some affirmations. Maybe write a little plan for the day, how I want to be, what I'm going to do. Then I go to the gym.
Okay.
Like, I either do a class or I do my own workout. So now it takes us to about like 8:30, 9:00.
Nice.
Then I go back, have a lovely shower, get myself all ready. If it's a C day, I'll go and read or I'll go to a talk or I'll like catch up with some of my work. If it's a port day, I will get off that ship and I will go and explore. I'm not really one for like group excursions.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that because you're a grown up, you can do whatever you want. And that was a lovely revelation. I would like research where I want to go and off I go. And it's quite nice just being on your own for a bit because obviously there's 5,000.
There's a lot of people.
Well, there's 5,000 guests on this ship. And actually it's quite nice to go off and do your own thing.
In terms of though, you said 6 a.m.,
yeah.
Your routine.
Yeah.
How do you manage to install that into a holiday? Because
I don't really want to go and get hammered every night.
Right.
I don't mind like a glass of wine in the evening. That's really nice. But actually, I quite like feeling really awesome and amazing. My evening meal is like probably my main meal, dress up for that. Have nice. A lovely dinner with your gang. And then have a couple of glasses of wine, maybe a G&T. That's probably me done.
Yeah.
And so I'll be in bed by 9:30, 10:00.
Nice.
The beds here are banging, really great. Sleep like a baby. Obviously, because the sea like rocks you to sleep a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I experienced
that. Did you sleep
well
when you were on it?
Oh, like a baby. Yeah, and even I was sharing a bed with my mum, and it didn't bother me.
No, she didn't snore.
No,
you're like starfish.
Well, the thing was when we were on the cruise, I think we sufficiently exhausted ourselves.
Yeah.
So
You're super fit. Like, did you find that you got enough exercise while you were on board?
Coming into it, similarly to you, I imagine that it would be quite a struggle to stay active on board. But for me, it was quite the opposite. I found it a space with minimal distractions. Mm-hmm. I felt like I could switch off at sea. So then when we did dock, it was like, wow, there's an opportunity to experience a new place, explore it by foot. So we get up. We'd run, come back.
You'd run in where you were docking?
Yeah.
Really?
And then go and walk around and explore the town. The town.
The town!
The town!
Okay, we're derobing.
We're derobing because we're leaving the retreat.
All right. There we go. Goodbye, retreat.
Oh, that was lovely.
That
I felt automatically.
Do you feel like you've had a little spa day with Terry Healy?
I do. Yeah. How do you find that balance on holiday when it comes to switching off and sort of coming away from the standard routine, or do you like to bring your routine on holiday?
Yeah, so I've made all sorts of mistakes growing up. You know, you go on holiday, you drink too much, you eat too much. And actually what I found is, I don't really feel, doesn't make me, hang on, bingy bong. Perhaps is gonna say something.
Okay, let's listen.
Bingy bong.
Good morning, everyone.
This Hello, Cherry and Amy.
For all guests to disembark Iona.
Except for Cherry and Amy.
Is situated on the port side of deck 6 in the main atrium.
Okay.
I repeat, the gangway for disembarkation is situated on the port side of deck 6 in the main atrium. Please have your cruise cards ready to be swiped off the ship. We hope that you had an enjoyable cruise with us, and we wish you all a safe and pleasant onward journey.
Happy life.
On behalf of the entire ship's company, we look forward to welcoming you back in the near future.
When's
Thank
that?
You.
When will you be back?
May 22nd.
Boom.
Boom.
You heard it here. Back to mistakes.
Right. Okay, so I've made all the mistakes, drunk too much, eaten too much, not done enough exercise, and I find that I get back from holiday and I feel like a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And now I've actually got a life that I really love, and I've got children, and I've got friends, and I've got work that I really love. So I don't want to go back to my life that I've worked really hard to create a happy life.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to my life and feel like a piece of crap.
No.
Do you know that feeling when you're why did 100%. I do that to myself? What did I gain? I like a glass of wine. I like a gin and tonic. I like having lots of fun. But actually, past 10 p.m. now for me, it's just bad vibes. And so I bring my routine with me.
Nice. And is there any flexibility within that?
Oh,
because people speak a lot about balance and finding balance. And I strongly believe it's hard to find balance if you set an extremely regimented routine.
Yeah.
However, if there is an element of fluidity in it, it can be more attainable.
Absolutely. I do think that the more you stick to your routine, the easier your routine is, and it becomes like your best friend. I don't struggle, if I'm honest, I don't struggle to exercise and go to the gym because it's like brushing my teeth. I wouldn't consider leaving the house without brushing my teeth. Minging, disgusting.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't not exercise during the day because that is so ingrained. So I also think to break your routine doesn't do you any favors. No. However, there are times when an event is so much fun, or I've got a friend's birthday, or I just need to let go of control.
Yeah.
And then it's party time. Also, if you put on Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Beyonce,
Gary Barlow,
who we're going to see today, anything like that, first on the dance floor, last off the dance floor. So there are times when you just need to go, well, I'm just going to sleep in tomorrow morning, who cares? But I would say I used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
And I just don't do it as much now. I like a nice day. I love having a great day. And that does mean sacrifices, and that means not doing tequila shots at 2 a.m. Yeah. I've done that. I've sung that song,
so,
and it was fun.
On the day that you go back to doing tequila shots at 2 a.m, yeah, for those that might be on a holiday enjoying themselves, what would be your motivation and inspiration to encourage those that have had a heavier night or a big feat?
Yeah.
I mean, there are over 30 restaurants on board with incredible food. What would be your words of wisdom for those on a wellness cruise to step forward to enter the world of wellness with Sherry?
Well, what I would do is, if you want to do a night where there is a silent disco, choose your night.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but this is good. We're active, right? We're dancing. Right. So
choose your night, yeah, that you're going to go big.
Boom.
Right, go, I'm going to do the silent disco. Make sure that you have a nice day the next day, all relaxed. But I would say you'll enjoy your trip so much more if you look after yourself and you treat your body in a gorgeous, lovely way. Eat nutritious food. There's so many different types of food on board. The canteen, Horizon, I mean, you can choose anything you want. So you can actually eat really well. Food in the retreat, amazing, beautiful salads, Thai noodles. You can eat and drink really well on board. So choose the days where you're going to go bonkers.
Yep.
Enjoy them thoroughly. No guilt, but just don't do it every single day.
How do you manage with guilt? Because that's something that everyone can struggle with.
Well, I used to not have good balance. So I did feel guilty because I knew I wasn't doing myself any favors. Do you have that? You must have, like, how do you feel guilty about anything?
Oh, yeah.
I don't so much now because I choose my moments and I'm like, well, 90% of the time, I treat myself really good and I'm a friend now. I'm a friend to myself now. I didn't always used to be, but I am now. And that's when you feel guilty because I really let myself down.
You let the
friend down. That I should have, like, gone to bed earlier. I know that, you know, the hours between midnight and 3 a.m, they're just not necessary.
But then it's your ability to turn that narrative around and not punish yourself, I think, is the big learning in
that's so true.
Which is hard.
Are you able
to
do that?
I'd say openly and honestly, I go through phases, but I think I feel like I can balance it out by living that sort of 80-20 rule.
So you don't feel like you have moments of guilt, but it's turning that thing around. Yeah. I mean, I also, when you get older.
Yeah.
I'm 43.
I like how I said, yeah, like I'm automatically.
You're like, yeah,
assuming
I'm older than you, right? Wise like an old owl. A fine wine, you might say.
Yeah.
When I turned 40, my body also stopped processing alcohol in the same way.
Oh.
And it was not my friend. And it created, because I'm perimenopausal, which basically means your hormones are changing. And a lot of people really hate the idea of being perimenopausal and menopausal.
Yeah.
Because our society is very ageist. A lot of women think, if I've hit that stage, then I have to go and live under a bridge with the trolls. But you do not. Still be like driving.
Yes.
Right? I've just fallen in love. Got an amazing new man. Love my 2 kids. Love my job. All good. And my hormones are changing. So it's not this great, big, awful, now I have to go and live in the woods.
How did you find that space though? Because a lot of people do struggle and go and hide under the bridge.
Yes, I get that.
But where have you unearthed this zest for life? Because it's incredible. I feel it right now. I feel your energy. I'm like, yes.
That's because you're here. We're walking around the ship and I've just come off. It's just been a long trip and like all this like new energy is coming from you and I'm feeding off it and I love it.
I like it. We're vibing.
I'm in a really great gang called the Menopause Mandate and they've taught me so much about menopause, perimenopause, like I'm now no longer scared of it.
It actually sounds quite cool.
It is cool.
You're like,
do you know what's cool?
I'm
it's cool if you know about how to look after yourself. So white wine, careful. I just, after 7 p.m. if I drink white wine, that's okay, I do sometimes. But I know that I'm probably going to wake up at 4 a.m. because your body doesn't process the sugar as well.
Is it specifically white wine?
White wine's not great.
Okay.
But alcohol in general.
How about vodka?
Tequila's the one.
So that's good for
you. Tequila's
the best alcohol to drink as a woman, I believe, of what I've been told.
Currently, I don't like it. I'm going to have to get
on board
with that.
Do you know what? That's good, though.
I've got 10 years, right?
You've got ages, babe. You can acquire the taste, right? Go and do a course.
Okay.
But I don't really love it either, which is great, because what that means is I'll have like a couple of Palomas. I'm kind of done.
Yeah, no options.
So actually, 43, I don't want to drink tequila shots in my kitchen with my kids. Yeah. Right? That's a bad look.
Yeah.
So generally, it actually really helps because you're naturally moderating your alcohol intake. So also prioritizing your sleep, making sure your sleep is really good. So if you do wake up at night because your hormones are mucking about, you've already had quite a good sleep anyway. There's all sorts of little things you can do. And then, of course, there's HRT if actually you're really suffering.
Yeah.
Because some women go, oh, I've done my lifestyle, I've done my diet, I exercise, still feeling not great. Well, that's when you go,
what are your thoughts on that? Because for me, it's kind of new. And again, it's an open conversation and topic.
Yeah.
And what's incredible is there are women now in their early 40s actually speaking openly about that. And
yeah,
it's
so great.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
Single.
Yeah.
No kids.
Yeah. But it
makes
nice
you,
to know, like, you
it
don't
makes
want
you
to feel
aware
scared.
Because there's role models now.
Yeah, totally. And they didn't used to be. I mean, Davina McCall, Marilyn Frostra, Penny Lancaster have paved the way for women to talk about it and not feel embarrassed. How do we feel about the shower situation?
Can we run through
Can
that?
Can we run through it? Can you make it slow-mo?
We're definitely in Southampton and not in Spain right now.
Okay.
Maybe if we were in Spain,
we could
ditch the robes for the bikini.
That would be a point of regret and guilt, right?
It would.
That's
it
a three would. In the morning after a bottle of tequila vibe.
We're not there.
We're not doing that today
on that cruise.
It's not the energy of the day.
I think there's another deck. We're going up again.
I've not been on this deck.
This is very
I've been
exciting.
On the ship. Multiple times, and I have going somewhere new. Thank you so much. Marilyn Frostra, Davina McCall, Penny Lancaster, there are some incredible women who have paved the way. And I think it's really important that to not underestimate how scary that must have been for those women. I was lucky enough to interview Davina McCall, and she told me, she was like, look, I realized that this was a topic that all these women that I was talking to didn't know about, were talking about, were confused about, were shamed about. She was like, I had two options. One, just pretend it wasn't happening because I didn't want the telly world to think I was old.
Yeah.
Or lean into it and raise the alarm.
Embrace.
But she risked her career to do that. Okay, she could have easily been cancelled. People thinking, oh, well, Davina's old now. Who wants an old person on telly?
Because
gross.
That is the narrative, though.
Yeah, babe.
You
absolutely.
Get old, boom, you're off. Fresh blood coming
hang
in.
Hang on. Are you kidding me?
We're going on
oh
to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is...
Get a ball. Quick.
Basketball or football. For Penny. The Labrador.
Here we go, baby. Here we go.
You've got game.
That was banging.
Let me tell you.
Well done.
Should I let you into a secret?
Yeah.
To make you feel okay about
Oh my
act?
God, tell me.
I beat you. Because I used to play basketball.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. I feel honoured to have been beaten by you.
Yeah, it's great success. Onwards.
So good.
Great energy.
Thoroughly love that.
Oh, I'm out of breath.
Oh. Also, I didn't know this was here.
Yeah. I want to come on a wellness
this
cruise.
Right. Yes, come on the next one. I'll treat you so good, baby.
Really?
Don't worry.
So, as we've swiftly regained our breaths, because
had a little run around.
Yeah, just a casual game of basketball.
That's great.
Midway through.
Great.
What can people expect from a wellness cruise? Like, what's the difference?
Right. So, it is a series of workshops. One is makeup with the most amazing makeup artist called Hannah Martin.
I could do with
she's,
that.
Oh, she's so
tutorial.
Wonderful. So she does a day look and a night look.
Okay.
She is a makeup artist to Hannah Waddingham. She's makeup artist to the royal family.
Oh, wow.
She's done the Oscars, the BAFTAs, Olivier Awards, you name it, she's done it. And she's also a dreamboat. She's really
magic.
Good fun. She's really good fun to go and have wine with. And she's really, really knowledgeable. So when we do the Q&As, any question about any kind of face cream, face acid, makeup technique, she's like, you know when someone just knows their shit?
Yeah.
She knows her shit. So I'm delighted that she's on board with me. And then we've also got Sarah Gorman, Davina McCall's ex-trainer.
Hey, casual.
She's so good. I did her workout class this morning. I thought I was going to throw up, which was great. So do not have a double espresso before you do her class.
Really?
Yeah, because...
You don't need the beans from the cafe.
No, you just need to have a glass of water and that's enough. So Sarah Gorman is talking about fitness and nutrition. And we also are doing a section on sleep. So that is something that a lot of people struggle with.
How to
get good sleep. And it's kind of the foundation of a good day.
How do you find balance with finding sleep? Two kids, incredibly busy lifestyle.
I didn't understand that like anything is something you can get good at. Mm. I thought that if you were a good sleeper, good, and if you're bad, you were bad. It's not like that at all.
Are you a professional sleeper now?
I am elite.
Are you?
Okay. An Olympic sleeper.
Can you share?
How's your sleep? Tell me your sleep.
Share some of your secrets.
Tell me your sleep.
My sleep is good because I'm a little bit jet lagged. So I've been going to bed at 8:45 p.m.
Dream.
And then wake up at 5 a.m.
That's okay.
I love
that's
it.
That's quite a good, that's a really great little.
I would like to maintain this. I like an early morning, but yeah, it's a struggle.
So my ideal is in bed by 9:30, put my kids to bed, tidy up the house, make sure everything's ready, in bed at 9:30, scroll on my phone, I'm not even gonna lie. Read a book. Yeah, no, I don't. I scroll on my phone. but you shouldn't do that. Just so you know, but I do. Lights out at like 10:15.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, this is taking me a really long time to do. I used to be a night owl. I would like stay up watching TV and Netflix till like 12, 1 in the morning and really struggle to get out of bed. It's taking me a long time to turn the ship around. But now, lights off at 10 and then generally get up at 6. Because I'm not naturally a morning person, I do let myself snooze a bit.
Yeah.
Just, you know, all night. A nice entry into, no, not too stressful. I make a coffee, I get back into bed, I watch the news. So
you've kind of got that done, but
that means that I'm tired. Screen time.
I was going to ask you about it because when we go away on holidays, one thing that I really try to do is stay off my phone.
Yeah.
However,
yeah,
in the evenings, you get into beddy and you're like, let's just have a little scroll and see what's going on in the world.
A little scroll.
You know?
Also, I've been single for ages, and so kind of, I know this is really sad.
Were you scrolling on Hinge? Is that what was going on?
I mean,
or are you
like
a mad Raya expert?
I was doubling up.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you did name you it, I was on it.
Did you pay for those extra subscriptions?
They get you. They get you because they know you're desperate and alone at home, especially if you've had a wine. You're
pay
like,
$49.99 for more access to top good-looking men.
But that Ray app is a complete waste of time because they just show you people who live in California. You're like, listen, Susan, I don't live in California. Why are you showing me people in California?
And then you get mugged off and pay like $49.99 a month for nothing. They've got you.
Deleted.
It's all about being out and having
Raya
conversation.
Or
no, it's deleted. Not bothering with any of it.
Human people. It's the best way.
Go out, have conversations.
Yeah,
even if
the only
you
way
don't necessarily fancy the people next to you in the bar.
Yeah.
I feel like just open the conversation because you never know who you're going to meet.
But you're so chatty and friendly. I understand that they're fantastic. And also because you're young and you're still going out and meeting people. If you're my age, right, and you've got a really busy job, you don't want to date anyone. My two things are no one from the gym. The gym is my church. My gym is my medicine in the morning. No matter what's going on in my life, I get my little bottom to the gym.
I don't want you there. Yes, I'm there.
Oh God.
Doing church.
Oh, I do not want to bump into someone that I've had shenanigans with. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
8 a.m. in the morning, you're like, hi. No.
And
no one from work, because obviously I think it's not good for your reputation. It's not good vibes. The two places I go are the gym and work. So when am I going to meet people? So online dating is great, I think, if like me, you're not going out all the time, you're not going to clubs. And I think most of my friends are either married or I've met their friends. I don't want any of them. No, thanks. So online dating has been wonderful. It's been really great.
Is that how you met the new babe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been really great. I'm a big believer in it. However, like anything can become an addiction.
Oh.
And I think there were times when I was sitting on the end of the bed doing this, like swiping like a zombie. And I thought, I'm not going to meet up with anyone. I actually don't want to go on a date with anyone right now.
No.
Why am I doing this? It's for the dopamine.
Ah, dopamine
and
rush.
And so I did cancel it for 3 months because I thought, I'm going weird.
That's
I'm getting weird about
that
this.
That you've got the ability to recognise that though, because that's when I think often mentally things can go astray for people because they don't have the innate ability to recognise the holes that we can get ourselves in, which are so easy.
It's amazing that you've cancelled it and you've just gone, actually, I'm done with it. Again, because it's quite addictive. It gives you a rush. If someone likes you, you go, ding. It's a bit like, I think it's the same mindset as when people get addicted to betting.
Oh.
It releases something. It releases something good. I think it also then makes you less likely to approach people in real life. Because why would you? Why would you risk that and risk face-to-face rejection, which is hideous, if you can just sit on the end of your bed going like this, swipey, swipey,
in
ding,
your
ding, 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 in your PJs.
In front of a takeaway,
right?
no doubt.
You get all of the excitement of someone liking you, but you never actually have to go on a date with them.
Yeah.
And then you get into a weird trap, and then you've got three cats with no one. I've actually got two cats, so I'm halfway to being a cat lady.
Cat lady and a Labrador.
Yeah.
How does a Labrador fare up with the cats?
They don't often want to come running with me, sadly. Do you actively want to be with someone? Are you searching single, or are you just living your life single?
Let's flip the switch.
Yeah.
Monday Mar with Sherry Healy on relationships and dating. Honestly, I'd say I feel in a place where I'm personally happy.
Yes.
And I'm open because I'm fulfilling my own needs. And I've
what a beautiful place to be
decided
in.
That I'm going to bring the holiday vibes into my home life.
Wow.
And I think we need to be open at home. I think it's very easy to fall into a rut in our line of work, similar to yours, where you're constantly chasing the next gig or the next opportunity. So you end up in a bit of a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
So my current motivation is to install the element of like fluidity that we can find on holiday into my home life.
Explain that. I don't understand it and I want it. I can immediately tell that it's something that I want in my life.
Let's use this as an example.
Right.
So yesterday I was at Cheltenham.
Yeah. Which, races.
Yeah.
The horsey one.
Could be a very sort of boozy, wild day out.
Yeah.
It actually ended up being quite a chilled, relaxed day out. I often would mentally be like, well, I can't drink, I can't get involved because I've got to be somewhere the next morning and I'm not going to allow it to flow. So you put barriers in the way. But yesterday, actually, it wasn't like a poppy, wild, crazy day out, but not because I didn't allow it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't there. So I feel like it's an element
like
of like
a bit more fluid.
not forcing situations, but allowing yourself that if some magic happens along the way, to just roll with it.
I think I couldn't agree with you more. I think the foundation of that, the foundation of being able to do that is having a really good routine established that you know that you thrive in, that you're sleeping, you know what you're eating, you know what's good for you, you know what you've educated yourself, you've experimented with. So you know that the foundation of your life is really great. And I feel like I have that right now.
Then
I can be a bit more fluid because I'm like, well, I know how to, if things go a little bit off piece, I can get it back.
And I think it's also allowing space within your diary. So I speak a lot about owning your own time.
Right.
So let's talk about running. I feel like running is the best example. Some days you go out for a run and you feel like you could go forever.
Yeah.
Other days you're exhausted from the night before and you just want to go for 20 minutes. But 20 minutes is okay.
Yeah.
2 hours is great too. But if you don't allow yourself the time to expand and grow, you will never run further than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's creating the time within your diary and owning your diary. So you've got the fluidity to go astray.
Yes.
Whether that's running for 2 hours or whether it's going on a date and having an extra drink, it opens up the opportunities.
Yeah, I think that my extension point to that, and I completely agree with you, is I've learned to not plan too much at the weekends. I do time blocking, which I think a lot of people do now, where I time block in my Google Calendar so I can see where there's baggy time, where there's too much booked in, like purple is work, green is kids, yellow is exercise. So I like block in so I can see it at a glance. I'm like, this looks like a cool week. I love this week. But what I've learned is not to book too much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have dinner with friends. I actually would rather have it on a Wednesday or Thursday. Saturday, Sunday, leave it because you might go on a date on Friday and then actually it's really fun.
You want to hang out with them on the Saturday.
You might want to hang out with them on the Saturday.
Yes.
Or you might wake up and go, do you know what I feel like going? I want to go by the river and I want to go for a 2 hour run. But if you've booked loads of things, you can't
do it.
That's the fluidity for me at the weekends. It's really important for my mental health. I need to be able to just go with what I fancy or sit on the sofa and read the papers and eat chicken nuggets.
That's an incredible place to be. And I feel like I'm in the process of learning that and becoming more open to it. And a few weekends ago, I did exactly that. I planned nothing and I ended up having one of the best weekends ever. And I might have banged out half a marathon in the process and gone out.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I had the time and it was like, I can empower myself through movement and it's going to make me feel good. But there was no pressure, no time. It was like, you've got the time.
It's such a lovely place when you start. And I've kind of learned it as I've got older. When I start to trust myself, I start to trust that I know what my energy levels are. I also think your cycle plays into it as a woman.
Yeah.
So there are days when my estrogen is so like there and available and I like can't wait to run. And I just want to do it. And there are other days that like you say when, you know, towards the end of your cycle, and I never used to track that. Now if I feel tired and bloated and I just need to like sit on the sofa and just chill, I allow myself to do it. I used to push myself too hard. And I think that's where the balance didn't work. Or I used to, you know, if I go out with my friends, I used to go, you know, but I'm out with my friends. I take a much softer approach now.
Wow.
And that's, I think probably that's the nugget of my balance is to be softer with myself and then allow calm, but loads of fun still. But just, if I don't want to go to the gym, I'll go and I'll do loads of stretches. Nice. And that I'll still be in the gym.
Because it's nourishing.
Because it's nourishing and I love being in that environment. But sometimes I don't need to always do like 10 out of 10 workout.
What would you say to someone that currently physically punishes themselves? How did you change that approach?
Why are you doing that? Why are you punishing yourself? No one is winning. Like, no one's, you don't get a certificate at the end of the week to say, oh, well done, you did stay out till 3 in the morning. And you, you know, if you hadn't done, you would have let your friends down. No. Do you know, no one cares if you say, 10 o'clock, had the best night, I'm going to go home. And anyone who does care, anyone who's like, oh, boring.
They're not your friend.
They're doing their own journey. Yeah. They're doing their own journey. You go home, you're done. You've had drinks, you've had a dance, and you love the idea of getting into a nice bed with your nice sheets, and it's all snuggly, and it's all like, go home.
Betty's cool then.
And if you wake up and you think, I was supposed to do this great big workout today, and you just don't feel like it, it's probably your hormones, what you've eaten. Go to the gym, so you keep your routine.
Yeah.
Do a like lush stretch and have a little swim.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
So keep your routine. You know I love a routine. I think it's a great place mentally. But within that routine, be like your best friend. Be your own best friend.
My heart
right?
is so warm.
Look
right
after
now.
Yourself like the best ever.
I'm just smiling. Right, we're going to jump. We're going to do a drastic jump. What are your thoughts on manifestation? Because in my line of work, there is fluidity.
Yes.
But an element of it has to be created again,
yes,
by owning that time and investing, yes, into what you want in the future. How, yeah, do you,
it's interesting because we that? Both have a similar vibe. You have to create your work. Your mindset's really important. You can't just go into the office and have a bad day. Like, every day is important.
Yeah.
Manifesting for me has been an absolute godsend, because there are days when you doubt yourself. There are days when you just don't feel like you're the best, you know, you feel like you're blagging it. You have, you know, confidence problems, yeah, and you, as a woman especially, you have self-limiting beliefs, you hold yourself back, you talk yourself out of things, and manifesting is a really great way to jump over that. It's really practical. So
can you give me a,
so for me it's about writing things down, because, okay, I think it's a psychological trick to talk to your subconscious. Your subconscious rules the show. We think we do, but we don't. So all of the things that we've been taught as we've grown up, through society, through history, through the people around us, oh, I can't do that, I'm shy, I can't do that, I'm not this person, oh, I'm so bad with money, oh my God, I'm always late. Whatever you say after I am, your subconscious is listening. So you've got to be really careful what you say after I am. Oh, I'm always late, I am so bad with money. You'll continue to be late and you'll continue to be bad with money. I'm just not the kind of person who can do that. You'll continue to be the person who can't do that. So writing things down, when you feel yourself limiting yourself, there's something kinetic about physically writing something down. Your subconscious can hear you. And you're telling your subconscious, this is who I am. I am great with money. Right. I am disciplined. I am confident. I am articulate. I'm focused. I'm present. So whatever you need to do the following day, you tell your subconscious, this is who we are tomorrow. I wake up feeling positive. If you're having difficulty getting out of bed, I wake up, I'm excited about the day. I tell you, your following day, I'll be completely different, be transformed. Wow. It's like a secret hack into the matrix of your brain. You're going to act in a certain way and do certain things next day. You might as well tell your brain what we're going to do.
Have you got a conscious manifestation that you've lived proof of that you can share?
Okay, so for a really long time, this is actually very apt for where we are right now. So for a very long time, I wanted to go to the Caribbean. I've just never been able to go there. Kids, money, job, work, marriage, divorce, life. You know, I've wanted to go there for 15 years. For about 3 years, I just wrote, and I love boats, and I wanted to go on a boat to, I wanted to go on a boat in the Caribbean. But then I did get a call from P&O Cruises. He said, we'd like you to come on a trip with us, and it's going to be on our ship, and it's going to be in the Caribbean.
No way. And that is like the most, right? powerful.
And that was my first, that was the number one on my manifestation list that year. So every January I do a big, this is what I want to happen this year. I manifest like every evening for the next day.
Wow.
And I hate the word manifesting in a way, it has so much baggage. You could just call it intentional living, consciously creating.
Yeah.
If manifesting is something people feel a bit like, that's a bit woo-woo, all you're doing is you're putting a postcode into the GPS for the next day. So going to the Caribbean on a ship, that was amazing. And I remember standing on the ship in the Caribbean going, I just can't believe this is actually happening. That was really cool.
That's definitely
That was really cool. What about you? Tell me your manifestation.
That's definitely a different kind of postcode, the Caribbean.
Right, oh, it's huge.
It's a lot different than the British postcode.
Yeah, but even, you know, I'll sometimes be really specific with even financial, because I know that women aren't encouraged to talk about money and be financially ambitious. I'll write down things. I'll say this week. Do you know what? I've also learned to make peace with disappointment, because if you don't ask, you're disappointed. So you might as well ask.
Oh, you've got to.
You have to be, I think you have to make peace with, I don't mind if this doesn't happen, but I might as well bloody ask for it. Yeah. So be specific. And sometimes it's wild.
I think that's too right. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And chase the dream, essentially, whatever that dream may be.
And even if you feel a bit silly. And reject it. Even if you feel a bit silly writing it down, you're like, I am. Make sure you write it in the present tense, because your subconscious is an idiot.
Yeah.
Your subconscious doesn't understand future. It understands right now. Say you want to learn how to sail.
Yeah.
I sail. I know how to sail. And then it's like, I don't know whether it's the universe or the way you act or something, but the cogs start turning in your favor.
Do you want to hear my current manifestation?
So badly.
I'm going to come on a wellness cruise with you in May. What do you reckon?
Yes, baby! And so what I would say is, if you were asking me about manifestation, I would say, you write that down, but you write it in the present. I go on a wellness cruise with Cherry Healy. We have the best time ever. And we go on a run around somewhere really cool.
Amazing. I'm here for it.
And if it's not this year, it'll be another year. And if it doesn't happen, then who cares? We've asked.
No attachment.
Every day is Christmas morning, right?
Yeah.
So you might as well ask for what you want.
Exactly. I'm here for it. Let's jump. We're off the ship now. We're back in London. Life's busy. It's hectic.
Yes.
You've just filmed Inside the Factory.
Yes.
New co-host, Paddy McGuinness. Oh. Also a friend of the podcast. He actually gave me a piggyback, though.
I would give you a piggyback all day, every day. But Paddy's will be better. He's just a bit taller.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't go anywhere. You'd just be like the same place.
I feel like my legs would still be touching the ground.
We look like two tortoises mating.
Talk to me about that, because that's an incredible show to be a part of.
We've done 8 years, Amy. Can you believe that? It's like an actual proper job.
That is a proper job.
It's like a proper job.
I love that.
Paddy is a delight, as you know.
Yes.
He's a delight. He's not just really funny, because sometimes if someone's hilarious, you can't always have a normal chat.
Yeah.
You can have the best chat with Paddy. You can actually sit down and put the world to rights with him. He's really, really emotionally intelligent. He asks great questions. He's also, for someone who's kind of a big deal, he's really interested in other people.
Yeah.
He's got really, I don't know, he's a really normal guy who happens to be hysterically funny. So I absolutely love him. I think he's fantastic.
Are we expecting big things from this new series?
I hope so. I think he brings a really, obviously Greg is fantastic. He has been unbelievably wonderful for the show. He's just boundless energy. In fact, he's a really hard to film in, right? You're doing 12-hour days, 3 days on the trot. That is hard. Greg has just been incredible. But I think it's nice to have a bit of, to see what it's going to be under Paddy's reign.
A bit of variety.
He's very good.
Coming to the end of our definitely over 1 mile walk on the top of Iona. So we do have to ask you, what is your relationship like with Monday?
My relationship with Monday used to not be great because I went to boarding school. So, you know, you've got that classic school Monday. I think everyone has it. Now, I'd say it's great.
Yeah.
Because I don't stay up watching Netflix all night. So I'm generally waking up on Monday morning feeling pretty good.
Nice.
And I will drop my kid off at school, which is delightful. And then I go to the gym. And then I really I feel really, really happy to say this. Actually, I really love my life. I've worked hard, I think. I've worked really hard and I've been really lucky to have a life that I actually really am super grateful for and I like. So my relationship with Monday at the moment's okay. It does always shift though, but at the moment, it's great.
Freaking.
What about you?
Love that.
Do you love it? Do you love a Monday? You all right with Mondays?
I'm cool with Monday. Yeah. It's sort
but
of
you've
like,
worked hard for your life. You've worked incredibly hard to have a life that you...
It's a mini reset.
Yeah, a mini reset.
Yeah, but no pressure attached to it. It's just like, what can we enjoy? How can we make this week good?
You're so lucky to be waking up. You've got a whole new week to create something great. But I didn't always used to feel like that. So it's a good place to be. I'm grateful for it.
And lastly, Sherry, we have to ask you, do you have any life mottos or quotes that you can share with our listeners?
My favourite one at the moment, just change sometimes, my favourite one at the moment is, context is everything.
Okay.
If you hear a rumor, if you see something, if you don't understand something, if someone's behavior is making you feel unhappy, context is everything. Ask questions, learn more, find out more. Don't take everything at face value. If something doesn't make sense, if you're upset by something, if you're confused, if you feel lost, ask more questions, learn more. Context is everything.
Ask something before you judge it.
Yes.
Is my takeaway.
Absolutely.
From that. I'm going to ask more questions.
Bring it.
I don't know if that's even possible for me. Monday Mar listeners, it is a wrap. Thank you so much for joining us here on board this beautiful cruise ship. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely inspired to get out at sea myself, run, walk, get a bit more of the Sherry Healy fun, love, lifestyle living.
I've enjoyed every single step of this, by the way.
It's been
Thank
wicked.
You so much. It's been magic.
Hasn't it?
Loved it.
Monday Mar listeners, you know what to do. Do make sure you subscribe. Watch us on YouTube. Catch us on Instagram. And if you are new to the podcast, we drop every single Monday morning for the early risers at 12 a.m. So you can listen to us on your commute or morning walk. It is a wrap. Woo!